unstoppable. I mean, I was on fire. It was like my mind and my body were totally connected. Like athletes must feel when they're in the zone.
Again, it was miniature golf.
Admit it, you're a little turned on.
You can't be this proud.
Why not?
Because I beat you.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, good. You're back.
We have some exciting news.
Okay.
As you know, Amy and I have been together a long time. And a lot of things I never thought possible now seem possible.
Okay. After a careful evaluation of our relationship, we decided that the time was right to take a step forward.
Okay.
Do you want to say it?
Let's say it together.
We're getting a turtle!
This is why I've been saying we should keep champagne on ice.
Sarcasm?
Yes.
That was tricky, because when it comes to alcohol, she generally means business.
Well, we're very happy for
yes.
you.
Thank you. Acquiring a joint pet is a big step for us.
No, it's true. It means that we care so much about each other, there's enough left over for an 8-ounce reptile.
Why a turtle?
After much deliberation, we've determined that a turtle is the ideal pet. They don't shed fur. They don't make noise.
For Halloween, we can dress him as a cobblestone.
Yeah. And if he ever goes berserk, I know I can outrun him. Coincidentally, that's also why I chose you as a roommate.
Well, congratulations. Who would have thought you two would be the first in our group to start a family?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said!
So, where's your roommate tonight?
Well, I thought it was a little unfair that she's always here and you never get a chance to stay over, so I killed her.
I remember our agreement. You can joke about murdering people, but you have to say, just kidding.
And the more important thing to remember is that I'd never hurt you. I have to run over to the hospital and check on a patient.
That's okay. I can come back later.
No. Don't be silly. I won't be gone long. Just stay here.
Okay, cool. Oh, and you're sure your roommate's not going to come back while I'm here alone, right? Because that'll be awkward.
Oh, don't worry. She's in Palm Springs.
Oh, good.
Well, her torso is. Just kidding. I put her in a wood chipper.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's okay. You made it. We're fine.
That was a lot of puppies.
Let's forget about them and pick ourselves out a nice turtle. Oh, how about this one up on the log?
Oh, I don't know. He kind of looks like a jerk. How about this one?
He's barely moving. He looks half dead.
I know. I like him, too. Hi, little guy. How'd you like to come home with us? You'll be living with me because we don't live in the same house.
But that's not your fault. Like you, we're taking it ridiculously slow. You'll stay with me when he's at Comic-Con or away for work.
Yeah, or if they accept Daddy's application to live on Mars.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's this company that's attempting to establish a colony on Mars, and I applied to be among the first to go. What should we name him? You know, I came in thinking Seth, but he kind of looks Italian.
You applied for a mission to be a colonist on another planet and couldn't be bothered to tell me?
Would you have approved?
Of course not.
Well, based on your reaction, it looks like I made the right choice. Isn't that right, Giuseppe?
Hey, listen, I have a little confession to make.
Aw, is this your first time?
No, I got you something for Valentine's Day, and I was too embarrassed to give it to you.
Why?
Because I got it at the dirty store.
You went to the dirty store without me?
In sunglasses and a hat after I parked two blocks away.
Get it for me.
Yeah? Well, I hope it's fun. It comes with paints, and it's kind of creative and artistic.
Okay, did you go to the dirty store or Michael's?
No, no. We cover ourselves in body paint, and then we get on this big canvas and do our thing.
Oh, it's kind of a big step for a guy who only recently agreed to take his socks off.
You're making fun of me. Forget it.
No, come on. I want to do it.
Really?
Yeah. Let's you, me, and your very, very pale feet make some art. Hey, when you go back to this store, I want to go with you.
Okay. But it's a drive. The one I went to is in San Diego.
How are the taxes going?
Okay. But you got a lot of receipts for the Lego store in here.
Those are business expenses. You can write those off.
A $200 R2-D2 is a business expense?
Oh, Bernie, you're gonna have to sound a lot more confident when we get audited. Hey, what's up?
Emily ran back to the hospital, so I'm just hanging out at her place.
What are you doing? Just playing video games while Bernie does the taxes.
What are you, a little kid? Is she gonna cut your dinner into little pieces too?
She doesn't have to. I filled up on jelly beans.
So, what game are you... Oh, crap.
What's wrong?
I can't get Emily's nightstand to close.
So?
She's gonna know I was looking in it.
Why were you looking in it?
Well, there's a question I might have a good answer to before she gets back.
Okay, calm down. There's probably something jammed behind it. Just pull it out and see what's there.
Hang on. Oh, no. God, no.
You know what? You sound busy. I'm gonna let you go.
Came off. Now she's gonna know I was snooping.
What's happening?
Raj was snooping through Emily's drawers and broke one.
Aw, I'm gonna miss her.
So, what do you think?
I thought it'd be a little more... just more.
I'm not even sure why we were out of breath. I mean, did we move at all?
Maybe along the Z-axis, but X and Y are looking pretty sad.
Come on, we are not old, boring people. We can do better than this.
Yeah, that's true. How late did we stay up last night?
Almost 1 a.m.
Damn straight, almost 1 a.m. And we weren't even watching TV. We were watching Netflix like the kids do.
Yeah, is it a comedy? A drama? Nobody knows. Now, come on. We are going to do this.
Yeah, you get the paint, I'll rest for 30 to 40 minutes, and then we do this.
I can't believe you almost had me bring a wild animal into my home.
No one told you to poke the turtle's face.
I was playing Got Your Nose. That's how you get children to like you.
Surprised you even care if he likes you since you're planning on leaving the planet the first chance you get.
This again. Amy, I've already had one new hole torn in my body today. I don't need another one.
And Sheldon, I know the odds of you even going to Mars are incredibly small, but it still hurts that you would volunteer for something that would take you away from me forever.
So you're saying you wouldn't leave me for the chance to be one of the first humans to colonize another planet?
I would at least mention it before filling out the application.
Huh. That's exactly what Leonard Wallowitz, Cuthre Polly, Bernadette, and Penny said.
And who says you could even survive an interplanetary mission anyway? You could barely survive a tiny turtle bite.
First of all, this has only made me stronger. But beyond that, all I did was fill out an application.
You know what? Go to Mars, Sheldon.
Is there anything I can do to cheer you up?
No, forget it.
What if I play the Star Trek theme on my nose?
Please don't.
Yep, you're mad.